Phoenix has a deep, interesting history, and that includes some spooky stories. Ghosts, mostly nice, are said to roam the halls of some of our most well-known locations. So as we count down to Halloween, the show visited three of them. Today, we take you to the Phoenix Theater Company, the oldest arts organization in Arizona. In the 1920s, the Phoenix Little Theater performed in the Heard family's old coach house on Central and McDowell. Then in 1952, the Heard family and heavyweights like Barry Goldwater fought for the construction of a new building, which would eventually become the core of a developing arts area that includes the Phoenix Art Museum and the Phoenix Library. Ever since, through various renovations and additions, there have been stories of strange happenings in the theater's winding hallways and ladder-like light rafters.
Through our spirit box, he was saying, "The lighting's wrong, the lighting's wrong." And he was actually looked like he was hanging down from the rafters, and he would crawl up towards us and then go back towards the center of the rafters and shake them.
The crew at the theater got the chance to meet some of the resident spirits recently when Amy Schrader with AZ Ghost Adventures and their team of mediums and psychics came to visit.
For a first-time investigation at a location, this was one of the most active we've had. I can't even describe what it was like to see and hear images of these spirits thinking that they're still working, that they're still on this stage, that they're still controlling the lighting and sound.
So when I went to visit Rachel Clifford there recently, we retraced some of their steps and started in the rehearsal main stage hall, where there was a lot of electromagnetic energy that night.
Let's see.
Oh, it's dark in here.
So this was the original theater?
This was the original theater. If you look up here, people were sitting and they would look down at the audience. And so in here we were able to talk to some ghosts who were very mischievous. There was a love triangle that we heard about. And then we moved into where my office is located, where ghosts are stuck in an argument. I've had some very negative experiences with this printer over here. I usually am very fine, like, in my job. I feel great, but this is the one space that really stresses me out. The medium started doing a reading in this area, and she found two ghosts that were arguing with each other. They were stuck in an argument. So there's a lot of negative energy in this particular space.
Right by your desk?
Right by my desk.
Okay, where to next?
We are going to take a brief walk over to the main stage theater.
Okay.
So this is the main stage theater, and usually when people cite having some sort of paranormal experience, it's during Tech Week, which is a very stressful week for actors, our lighting crew, our set designers. And one time, actually, one of our set designers, he was working late on a set, and he heard this loud bang from up above. And if you look above us, or next time you're in our main stage theater, there's these lighting rafters.
Yeah.
And it looked like there was a figure jumping from rafter to rafter. He could see vibrations at different sections of the rafters.
And I just got goosebumps.
And so actually we went into the lighting booth and we held up a device that can see beings that we can't see. And we actually saw a figure sitting in the lighting rafters. And it looked like it was trying to get up, or like trying to like rattle his way out. And so we thought that that was the same spirit that our set designer had seen that one late night when he was working on a set. And actually, we're standing right here at the front of the stage, and there's these, as you can see, very awkward steps coming down. And one time, one of our artistic directors, Pasha, he was working on In the Heights, the musical, and it was during Tech Week, and he was very tired, and he had started to stumble down the stairs, and it should have been a pretty bad fall. Like, he should have broken some limbs, but he actually came out of it unscathed, and afterwards he felt this warmth in his body, like something had caught him. So I guess on stage right, there's a tiny dancer spirit. And it's a little girl who wears a tutu who comes out on point sometimes during dance numbers and follows female dancers around. So we think it was Tiny Dancer catching Pasha.
And that's a happy ghost, right?
Sometimes it's benevolent experiences, and sometimes it's not so great experiences, like in our prop loft, if that's where you'd like me to take you next.
Let's go.
Alrighty. So being as old as the Phoenix Theater Company is, we've accumulated a lot of props over the years.
Yeah, this room is crazy. I mean, you have everything you could possibly think of in here. There's like a wall of suitcases, a wall of baskets. We've got lamps and candles and notebooks and bottles and old TVs. Wow, okay.
Yeah, if you need anything, just give us a call. So in this particular space, there's a lot of old clocks, a lot of very antique-looking props here. That's where some of our prop loft staff have cited feeling a presence, like someone watching them, and they'll see an apparition out of the corner of their eye. This is kind of where the not-so-nice ghosts hang out. People have cited seeing chairs move around in here. So there's a poltergeist. And stuff falling, stuff being misplaced. So that's kind of where the negative energy stays.
Well, I guess we better move on then.
Yeah. There's one more malevolent ghost I want to tell you about. His name is Freddy. And Freddy was actually an actor. He was working on one of our shows. This was a while ago. And he was fired from the show. And he was very disgruntled, very upset. And on his bike ride home, he got hit by a car and he died. So we think that him not being at peace, he came back to the theater to haunt it. And so I'll take you to Freddy's room.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can feel kind of an uneasiness in this space, almost. Oh, Freddy's room is locked.
That's okay, we can
That's
talk about it here.
Idea.
I maybe don't want to go in.
So right now, it's being used as storage, but when the medium came here and did her first, like, walk of the site, she cited this space as having a lot of negative energy. Freddy has been cited dropping light bulbs on actors' heads, trying to seek revenge for being fired from his production.
We thankfully didn't see Freddy that day, but don't be surprised if you do the next time you go to see a show there. Trader says the ghosts of the Phoenix Theater Company aren't exactly hiding.
Right smack in the middle of the main stage currently used by the theater company, all of us felt like we were being watched. And we used a thermal imaging camera to capture a full apparition of a spirit that was pacing up and down in the seating area. He would stop and look at us and then walk a little bit closer towards us and back again.
And this isn't the only haunted theater in town. Tomorrow we'll continue our tour at Phoenix Haunts with a visit to the historic Orpheum Theater.
Well, that was just plain creepy. We're not sure what else to say about that.
I was legitimately scared. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, that was okay. Well,
goosebumps.
On that happy note, that does it for this hour of the show.
And I am going to put on a Twitter poll right now. Everyone go look.